Hi everyone, this is Evie speaking. Last time on Prison Pals, I helped to break the gang out of prison. Captain Akira Nakamura and myself worked together to get them out, along with a few others. I do hope that this time we'll be able to get them out of the city, but with these children, nothing ever seems to go as planned. Ever. So, at the end, well, last episode in total, you guys were put into prison. You each had a scene with someone in your life who you sort of were saying goodbye to, kind of. And at the very end of last session, there was a protest that started outside the prison. And as that was going on, you began to hear explosions in the town, two of them to be specific. And then two cloaked figures came down to rescue you all. Captain Akira and Evie saved you guys. Captain Akira was then knocked out by Evie to give the semblance of it having been a breakout. And then Evie is now escorting you guys out of the prison. That's where we're going to pick up. So here's how this is going to work. Evie basically tells you all that you guys need to get to the northwest corner of the town, where there is a, like, right where the cliffside is, to the very north. There's an basically an old guard post there, old as in 2 years old, but it's not very used because no one really goes around the cliffside. It's very difficult to traverse. So she basically tells you that you guys need to make it there. She's going to do her best to keep the guards distracted and keep people off your case, but you need to make it there yourselves. We're going to sort of run this like chase mechanics. I'm going to be having you guys make choices, so I will describe the scene and give you guys complications and what's going to happen. If you do well, then you continue forward. If you do poorly, then I'm going to be keeping track of a stat called the guard roll. When the stat beats a certain DC, you guys will run into guards, and there will be a combat. Every time there's a combat, that DC drops, because you're spending more time fighting than you are getting away. So you're gonna need to do the best you can. There are a lot of branching paths, but they all end up in the same place. All good?
Question.
Yes, Kyle.
You said northwest corner.
Northeast is what I meant. Northeast. Northeast. Thank you.
Is the heart and hearth in that path?
Along the way. No, it's in the northwest. We've talked about this because it's near the gate for the iron deposits.
Well,
wait, so the heart and hearth is in the northwest and we're going to northeast?
Yep.
Great! So we're going to be making a little bit of a detour.
Yes, we are.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We kind of need
Malachi's there. We can't just leave without.
Ollie was not on the same page. We were. Sam
was not.
Sam and I were like, Malachi cannot stay here at all. Coming with us.
I was like, what? Do you need a sword that badly, Holland?
Okay. So.
No, we need Malachi.
So we can go ahead and start up. So I will describe the scene to you. You guys have left the back doors of the guard building. Evie points you to the northern side of the building, but you know running this way will put you in direct eyesight of some of the protesters and some of the guards who are standing in front of them. You could run further east before heading north, but that is a longer route that will lead you closer to the center of town where there might be larger crowds. What would you like to do? Assuming from the fact that you guys want to head to the northwest, I'm going to assume that you guys want to head north first to try and get to the Heart and Hearth.
Yeah.
So I need all of you to roll me stealth checks.
Gotcha.
Oh, I have disadvantage on those.
Well, this is a real question for you. Would you have put on your armor?
I'm not going to carry it without putting it on.
Well, the real reason that I ask is if you're not wearing it, it doesn't give you disadvantage. In addition, you know it would have taken some time to put that on.
Yeah, I figured, like, because, like, it's either wear or carry it, yeah. And carrying it seems really stupid.
Okay, yeah, so, that's fine. Alright.
You know, despite Giz being so small, you would think that they're really stealthy, but then I forgot that I gave them scale mail, so...
That's a total of 12, not. So...
Total of 12, okay.
I got a 10.
Okay, that's a 10.
Oh!
I got a nat 20.
Hey.
Okay. So, you guys... Actually, Vayu, I want you to describe to me what happens when you get the nat 20. I will describe what the two failures got.
I look super cool. Like, Vayu is really extra and probably just, like, probably... does things that aren't necessary, like jumping on like trash cans and like climbing on like roofs and stuff just for the fun of it, because they can.
I like to think that you have like a background song like Kronk from Emperor's New Groove that you're just humming for yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
I was thinking Pink Panther.
Oh my god.
To be honest, but like Blue Panther.
So Vayu basically stealths away into the darkness, heading north. Meanwhile, our very lovable duo of Holland and Gibbs.
Our lovable armor-wearing duo.
Both of you are just walking across, and it's just like clang, 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 clang. You get across, but you definitely hear some shouts of, "Wait, over there!"
I imagine it's going really slow, and then like Holland stopping and looking at Gibbs and going, shh. Then keep going, making noise like, shh.
I just imagine like Gibbs just isn't graceful at all. Like they literally just like bang and clang everywhere they go. They have their gun and their grenades, and they just don't know how to be quiet at all. But honestly, though, what little kid does?
Grenade, you're down to one for the day.
Aww.
They use two of them.
Okay, the one singular grenade.
Egg. It's just an egg.
So, you guys start making your way forward, and you make it away from this open area where the guards are and where the protests are happening. As you're walking down this road, you begin to notice someone on your path, like someone heading the opposite direction of you guys, heading directly towards you. Hurriedly walking towards the sound of a protest with a sign that says "Free Holland, the something's crossed out here, best blacksmith," is a woman in purple. Holland, you instantly recognize this to be Miss Higgins. What would you like to do?
Queen!
Wait, I want to know what the sign actually says.
Wait, it said it was something crossed out, but it said best blacksmith?
Yes.
Did she cross out something very lewd?
I mean, you can roll a
This is a family-friendly podcast.
Okay, first of all, I'm making a perception check to see through Russ's shadiness. And we're going to forget that happened and skip over to the stealth check I'm going to make because I want to hide from her.
So, around you, you guys can see that there's an alleyway that you could probably duck into. Or you could try and sneak by her. It's up to you.
Duck into the alleyway.
Okay, that's a stealth check. What would you guys like to do?
Well, Gibbs doesn't care about Miss Higgins. Does Gibbs even, like, know Miss Higgins?
Probably not. But you can roll me a history check.
Oh, okay.
I rolled a 3.
Good hiding.
Wait. I want to see something. That's a non-nat 20 for the history check. So
that's a nat 20. So you can tell me, does Gibbs know or does Gibbs not know? That's your choice.
I want Gibbs to have overheard Holland complaining about Miss Higgins at some point. That
totally works with me.
And then just not care. Just be like, hi, Miss Higgins. And that's why Holland's stealth check was terrible.
Vayu, what would you like to do?
Can I say that Vayu is, like, perched on a rooftop? Like Batman?
Riding the nat 20.
Yeah. I'm quietly observing this from above.
I will let you ride the nat 20 for this one round, and then you have to get off the rooftops.
Yes!
So...
this episode's already a mess.
Yeah, it's been, like, what, 5 minutes into the episode or something? Who knows? So... Holland, you immediately see Miss Higgins and you start running towards the alley. And Miss Higgins seems to be muttering to herself, but Ghibli immediately goes, hi, Miss Higgins, before you've even reached the alley. And Miss Higgins just looks up, looks at Gibbs, looks at you, and then just gets very confused. She notices, like, the fact that she's holding her sign, and she just very quickly throws it, like, off to the side.
I want to know what the sign said.
Oh my god.
And she runs up to you both and goes, oh, Holland, I was told that you were imprisoned.
Yes?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Were you released on bail? Who bailed you out?
Yes.
A rich noble with lots of money?
Yes, that was...
No, it was Miss Evie.
Gibbs, yes. Miss Evie's a rich noble with lots of money.
Really?
Yes.
Do you happen to be fond of her?
She's...
Well, I am.
She's a good friend of mine.
When you say friend, her eyes light up, and she just looks at you and blinks a bunch. And says, oh, well... Shall I walk with you back to the Heart and Hearth, then? Or are you going home?
I'm actually, walking these two home.
Two? I only see the baby.
Oh, yep, just them.
I'm actually 10, thank you very much.
Miss Higgins looks at Ghibli and goes, oh, you're 10, oh, so precious. Well then.
Oh, I don't like you.
Miss Higgins' look darkens slightly. And she says, well, that's quite okay. Holland, darling, I'll see you later. Perhaps tomorrow I'll stop by the blacksmith's and you can give me that toy you promised me.
Sure. Yes, I'll see you then. Yes.
And she just Goodbye. Sort of looks at you and winks a little bit, then turns around and begins walking, continuing down her previous path.
Can I go find the sign she threw?
Yes, you can go pick up the sign that she threw.
What did it say?
Picking up the sign and looking closely at it, you think that underneath the thing that she crossed out might have been the word bootylicious, but you're not sure.
Samuel looks afraid.
I'm deceased.
God, this is when I wish we weren't just, like, strictly, like, auditory medium. I want people to see our faces, because even Russ, speaking as Miss Higgins, had so much, like, body language going on.
Russ became bootylicious.
It's how I get into character, guys.
Are you saying Russ isn't always bootylicious?
Russ is always bootylicious.
Russ is always bootylicious. Congrats, Russ.
We stan.
Thanks, y'all. Okay, time to roll and see if you hit this DC, guys. You did it. You were very, very close, though. Okay. So you guys keep going north, and you're starting to head more west to try and get to where the Heart and Hearth is. You think you're just a few minutes away, and you begin to approach an area that you guys would all know. There's a lot of hunters and rangers within the town who go hunting for the meat that provides the town with their food. And you're passing by the house of a hunter named Vicalo Demacon. He's a known hunter and ranger, and he has several dogs, all of whom bark their heads off when they hear people pass by them. They're within a gated area, but they can definitely tell that you're there, and they're beginning to get a little riled up as you're getting closer and closer. What would you all like to do? Vayu, you have climbed down from the rooftops. I do want to clarify that. I'm not letting you ride that nat 20 anymore.
That's valid. I just wanted it for flair.
Anyone have a steak?
Anyone
have a steak?
Do we keep rations on us for this? Because I know, like, rations is something that we kind of
ignore
a lot of the time.
We normally ignore rations, but sure, if you would like to use rations, I'm going to ask you to give me an animal handling check with advantage.
Okay, because, like, you get what I'm getting at, right? I want to give the dogs food to make them happy and not bark.
You want to give them food.
All right, I'm going to try to do that. It's a 9.
You don't have any bonus?
No.
Great.
Well,
do the other two of you want to do anything?
I was going to do the same thing, so I have no better idea.
Okay. Bye, you.
Yeah, I don't really...
So, we're doing great so far, guys.
Sorry, I just need to learn my abilities.
You guys have failed 3 out of 3, so good job. So, you guys basically pick up, well, at least Gibbs, picks up some rations and just starts throwing it into the yard. And the dogs, instead of calming down, just begin losing it because there's meat raining from the sky and they're just so excited and they're just barking their heads off. So this one has a special feature. All of you on your next stealth check are at disadvantage.
Awesome.
Okay.
I was already
there. So is that like double disadvantage?
They don't
like roll 3 times and
if
take
you're
the worst.
Already at disadvantage, then you're continuing to be at disadvantage. Basically, this just screws over Vayu.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. We had to get you down to our level.
I wasn't wearing armor. I'm dexterous. I'm good at this.
Oh my goodness. So this is going to be the last check before you guys actually hit the Heart and Hearth. As you're running through the town, you begin to see a cart that is blocking the path in front of you. There are people who seem to be loading items onto the cart. Seems like they might be merchants packing up their wares after a successful festival of the Empress. They're around the day after, most likely because they got a little too involved in the party last night. What would you like to do? This cart is blocking the alleyway, and there are people that are sort of moving back and forth in front of it. I will note this for one player. Ghibli, you can walk right underneath this thing.
Oh, I'm gonna do that then. Just, no one's gonna, like, look down. Gives this too short to just be like, this is my logic. Gives this just too short where if they walk into a crowd, no one's gonna really see them immediately because no one, like, looks down. They're looking at the other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gibbs is just gonna very carefully walk under the cart.
You guys can be as creative as you want to be. I'm not restricting you in this stuff.
Okay. Do you know what it's time for, everyone?
Yes, I do know what it's time for.
You're gonna do the giant jump.
It's time for Vayu's special long jump.
Okay.
Holland, you're being abandoned.
Holland's just like, I have to like walk through people and be like, excuse me, not an escape convict, excuse me.
Holland, you can't go over it, you can't go under it.
So,
I mean, you can try to go over it, you can try to go under it, you can try whatever you want. It's up to you, my man.
So, DM, would 26 feet of a jump distance clear this cart without people noticing me? Or do I need to go to the full 52 feet?
So technically, I've looked this up. Since we've discussed jumping for your character, each foot that you jump counts as part of your movement, so you can only move up to your movement. But I'm gonna waive that rule because that's stupid.
That's homophobic.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm going to wave it. So that way you can actually jump your 52 feet, because I think it's incredible. So, that is up to you. you'll be able to jump over it no matter what. It just depends on how far you want to get. Do you want to, like, really impress the judges and go for 52 feet, or do you want to play it safe and go for 27 and maybe not go home with a gold this week?
Well, the issue with 52 is that I have to use a key point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what I'm just gonna do. So, I'm gonna use effortless step. I'm gonna back my way up. I'm gonna take a running start, and I'm gonna try to vault over this. The full 26 feet over and 8 feet high.
So you guys basically watch as Vayu backs up and then sprints forward and leaps into the air and then lands safely. Ghibli, you just quickly run underneath the cart. Holland, what would you like to do?
What'd you say was on the cart? What were they doing on the cart again?
They're loading items onto the cart. So there's basically a few elements going on. You have the cart that's mainly blocking it. You have a path that would be considered viable, except there are merchants that are moving back and forth with heavy items. So those are the two major things.
Holland, I'm sorry.
Is there anything in the cart that looks flammable?
What?
No, I see where he's going with this.
I need to pause for a sec. What?
Is there anything in the cart that looks flammable?
Wait,
is it going
to be like a distraction? Yeah.
Yes, there are some bottles that you think might contain flammable liquids in them.
That's too flammable.
I'm looking for, like, straw.
But also, the entire cart is made of wood.
So, Holland's just going to be, like, watching the two of them just go. He's going to be like, well, I can't do anything better than this. So he's just gonna make a sacred flame and aim for something flammable in the cart and throw it in there and be like, please no one notice it's coming from me.
Well, the fireball cart doesn't move and it's a ranged attack, I believe. Or is it a dexterity save?
It's a ranged attack, I think.
Okay, well, the cart
it's a saving throw.
Lucky for you, a wooden cart has no dexterity. It is an immobile object.
Did you check?
So it automatically fails the check. And the cart is now on fire.
It's a small fire. It's just a small fire.
It's a small fire. It's like a little baby fire. It's just like a little baby fire. And they rolled a 2 to notice you, so you're fine. The merchants see the fire and basically start patting that out and focusing on that as you run past now that there's an open alleyway on the side.
Oh, and you laughed at me. You were like, wait, what are you doing?
I did laugh, because you're ruining these people's day. This is how one of these
What do you want me to do? My entire life was ruined.
This is how one of these people has become a supervillain.
Really showing who we are as characters.
That's true.
I just found out I was an illegal immigrant and didn't know about it.
So
we're all just out for ourselves.
You guys start running and you eventually make it to the Heart and Hearth. What would you like to do?
I open the door and see where Malachi is. I'm hoping he's in there.
The door opens without you even having to put a key in, and by the time you make it in, you can see that Malachi is no longer there.
See, we knew this was going to happen because you looked so surprised when we said we were going to go find Malachi.
We yep. did know this was going to happen.
Because I've known for like a month where Malachi is.
God.
So,
well, we thought we
Holland
knew.
Just got immediately shut the door and turned back around. He's like, he's not in there. We need to go. Just forget about him. Go.
Okay.
Okay.
Forget about
but,
him.
But where do you think he went?
I don't know. I don't care. We need to go.
So, you guys begin, now that you've gone all the way west, decide to turn east, as Evie has asked you to.
Listen, no one told us our new weird friend was waiting for us, or something.
So,
okay, because, like, here's the thing. I wouldn't put it past Evie, like, if Evie knew, to, like, go and get Malachi first, but then Evie would have told us, and the only other person who knew was B, so, wait, is B there?
No.
Wait, is B there?
Hey, can I go check to see if B's there?
Sure.
Gibbs, we don't have time for this.
B might know where Malachi is.
B could also be sleeping. Still.
Does that matter right now? Gib's going to run off and try to find B.
Okay. So you run off to the building where you think B is. Roll me a perception check. Or are you just banging on the walls and the windows and being like, B, wake up! Open the door!
I mean, basically.
Yeah, but Gib's banging on the walls is like...
Yeah,
shots fired.
Four on a perception.
Four.
Yeah.
You think that B's home. There's like a candle on in the window, so like B has to be there.
Is that my thing that I lit earlier?
B! B, come outside! B!
Come out of the closet, B.
Oh, she's out.
She is. She has a wife. She's very happy with her wife.
Queen.
So, you start banging on the windows and the door. And you begin to hear some noise from further in the town as people begin opening their doors to see what the commotion is. Because the people of the village roll the 15 for perception. Which beats
Can
a 3.
I knock stealthily?
Sam!
And like, do the scream whisper. So I make all this noise, but stealthily.
I will allow you to stealth whisper, but they've already noticed you. So
it's a 9.
It's 15 beats the 9.
No, wait, I didn't add my modifier.
My modifier is a plus 72, so I'm fine.
Gibbs.
Yeah?
Let's go. Please.
But B's inside.
B's not home right now.
Can I pick up Gibbs and start walking?
Yeah, sure. Do it.
I do that.
This is fine.
You just pick up Gibbs and start sprinting again.
No, it's fine.
Gibbs accepted it.
Gibbs has accepted their fate.
As you start sprinting ahead,
so we're all...
Holland starts following, like, thank you, Vayu.
So you guys sprint away from the Heart and Hearth. No Malachi in tow, no B, but a Gibbs who is being held, and Gibbs is held. And you guys keep running. As you keep going, you eventually get onto a road where you can see that there are a bunch of children who are playing hoop and stick on this road.
I mean, are the children really gonna rat us out?
That's what I was thinking. How old are these children? Do they look?
Gibbs, go talk to your kind.
Varying from like 5 to 10 years old, maybe a little older than that.
Cool. Does Gibbs know any of them?
No, because you're very unpopular with children.
Does Bayou know any of them?
No, because all your children are at the protest.
Aww.
These are the snotty kids. We don't like
these are the rich kids with parents.
I kind of want Gibbs to just walk by.
Okay.
These are little tiny children. They don't know what's up.
Let's just all start walking calmly.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we all just walk like we know what we're doing further?
Because if you look like you know what you're doing, nobody will question you.
Confidence.
So,
confidence is key.
From the way you guys are talking about it, sounds like a performance check.
Hey! Lego! What the heck?
Gibbs in your no charisma. How charismatic is Gibbs?
Holland's not charismatic at all.
Yeah. Gibbs is a cute little kid. They have some charisma.
That's fair. Well, they're just really unpopular.
So I rolled a 7.
Fellow children.
Okay.
A what?
A seven.
These rolls are lit.
Oh, come on.
What'd you get?
What did Ghibli get?
No, this was Bayou. A 3.
Yes.
Gibbs got a 16.
How do you do, fellow teens?
Okay.
This is perfect, actually.
Okay.
I mean, it makes complete sense.
So what ends up happening is that Gibbs basically pulls out their quarterstaff, unextended, and begins basically trying to play along with the hoop and stick while actually just making their way through the crowd. They're not actually playing.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
They just run right through trying to sort of get past everyone, but blending in. Meanwhile, Holland and Vayu are just trying to make their way through, looking at each other, being like, don't look like we just escaped from prison. Don't look like we just escaped from prison. And these children just see you quietly and slowly moving, kind of very awkwardly and robot-like. And they all just stop playing and just watch you as you go past. And one of the kids goes, Mommy? And then you guys just start sprinting.
I would say, I want Gibbs to go over and just push that cannon head.
Yeah, you can totally do that. You just... Gibbs is like playing with the stick and just leg sweeps the kid as they run past. And the kid falls to the ground. You guys are doing real good.
Now the mom is going to be more focused on the fact that her kid is on the ground and upset than on why the kid actually called her over.
When Gibbs catches up...
I know what I'm doing.
When Gibbs catches up, Holland gives him a low five.
So you... I feel like I'm raising a chaotic evil party here, guys.
I'm neutral good. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think I said Gibbs was true neutral.
Okay.
I'm chaotic stupid.
That's accurate.
Anyways, back to the escape from Ragon. Up next, you guys get pretty far on this route, just sprinting. But you begin to hear the clanking of metal around the corner, and you hear two voices that are discussing how strange it is that there was a loud explosion, but no damage anywhere. There were some marks on the ground, but nothing was actually damaged. Old Man Garlo was saying that some of his shingles were damaged, but there's not actually any destruction. So... there are some guards who are walking by after checking out the explosions that were happening earlier. What would you all like to do to describe the area around you? It's basically just a T intersection. You guys have to go straight forward, but the guards are coming at a... what's it called? Perpendicular angle towards where you're going. That's what I'm looking for. But you do notice that there is a pile of wooden crates that are pressed against a wall in a way that almost makes a great staircase.
To get on, maybe, perhaps, the roof?
Perhaps. Mayhaps. Perchance.
Mayhaps the roof? Can I, perhaps, get on the roof?
You would like to go up to the roof, perhaps.
I would.
Can I give maybe. Gibbs a boost up onto the roof behind Vayu?
Okay, so if you're getting
just
up to the, roofs,
onto the roof,
you guys are going to need to make an acrobatics or athletics check. Holland, if you were giving Ghibli a boost, Ghibli, you can roll with advantage.
Okay,
yep.
So, yes.
Oh my god, I forgot.
What is... I rolled an 8 athletics check. I'm getting rid of this die. It's using my good die. Going away.
How?
What'd you roll? Is it a nat one? That face.
Yes!
That face.
It's a nat one. But I have plus 5.
No, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Gibbs rolled an 18.
Oh my god. Gibbs is the only competent one in this party right now.
I need to switch die.
I'm doing the same thing.
I'm good at acrobatics, I promise.
Guys, you cannot fathom how low these DCs are and how poorly you've been doing. Like,
we can fathom, actually.
I'm fathoming.
We are ashamed.
Russ, these
for
are
you.
Dice that God. You gave us, and none of them roll well.
It's my curse. I cursed them. So, Holland is basically like, we gotta get Gibbs up first, and goes to pick up Gibbs and just basically throws Gibbs up. Gibbs lands perfectly fine. We're gonna see what happens here, because you guys rolled so low that I don't think you make it onto the rooftops, so we might be splitting the party right now. But we're gonna see what happens, because I need to roll the guard roll. Basically, you guys don't make it up top. Holland and Vayu, because you rolled so low. We're gonna roll a guard roll, and see if these two guards decide to fight you, or if you manage to get away. We're gonna see what happens, y'all.
So wait, is the only way Vayu's gonna be okay is if the guards also roll that one?
What'd they roll?
Well, they rolled enough.
Oh.
Because they rolled about a 36.
What?
Oh.
That's how much their bonus is because of what you guys have been doing. So I need y'all to roll me some initiative.
God. I'm not killing a man 18. This time.
18. That's so good. Good job.
I got 14.
I also got 14.
And your dex is probably higher than
my
mine.
My dex is definitely higher.
So, up first is gonna be Holland. Holland, there are two guards in front of you who have noticed you trying to escape up a staircase of boxes onto the rooftops. They see you and go, and they just point at you and go, "It's Holland and the others!"
I'm on top of the boxes, correct?
Yes, you have the high ground, Anakin.
I'm going to jump on top of them, shield down, and land on them.
Holland!
Just, you know what? Alright! Hit him with the chair!
Y'all just
already
going...
in prison for murder once.
Y'all just doing the most today. So, Holland, I need you to make
go big or go home.
I'm gonna say a ranged attack roll, because you're kind of turning yourself into a bullet.
I'm turning myself into a ranged weapon?
Yes.
That was strength or dex?
That's dex.
How is this dex? Alright.
Because you're leaping into the air to try and land on two people.
Am I proficient with my own body?
I don't know, you tell me.
I would think I am.
Okay.
Well, that's great. You know what I got?
And that
with
one?
Bonuses, a 2.
You know what that means, guys?
I hate this.
Wait, wait, does that mean you rolled a 1?
Oh, wait, no. With bonuses,
wait, you roll a 3!
Okay. So you guys basically watch as Holland sees these guards. Holland basically sees these guards and basically belly flops onto their shield off the boxes. You're not sure what he was trying to do, but that's what it looks like. I want to do
damage. I feel like
that
was my action.
That is definitely your action. You can spend half your movement to stand up, since you are now prone, because you proned yourself.
Hold on, look at my bonus actions. I have spells. Fun fact.
Oh, a cleric who has spells. That's spicy.
But can I... No one's hurt yet. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm just going to be there. Okay. Like, well, I tried.
Do you want to stand up with half your movement?
I feel like it's more comical if I don't.
So Holland just sort of rolls over and considers their life choices. And now it's Vayu's turn. You're on top of some boxes. Holland's laying on the ground looking very upset. And there's two guards who are very confused as Holland lays in front of their feet.
Don't do what I did, Vayu. Don't do it.
Vayu does exactly what Holland does.
Definitely wasn't planning on it. DM, how far away from them am I?
We'll say about 15 feet.
Okay, so I'm gonna do a little hop 5 feet closer. So
hip
that I'm
hop.
Within 10 feet of mm-hmm. them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna throw a... So, like, hang on. I just have to make sure I'm doing this. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Great. So I'm gonna throw a punch at one and use Fist of Unbroken Air. I'm getting spicy. To send out, like, a burst of air so that I'm not within melee range, but it hits the guy.
So
I only spend a key point if I hit him.
Okay, so roll me to hit, then.
Cool.
To
pull out my character sheet.
For anyone who's wondering, we're using a different version of Elemental Monk than the normal version. Because the normal version sucks.
15.
15 to hit. Let's see what their AC is. Nope, it does not hit. They're got some armor, because they're town guards.
Well, I'm... gonna
you
use
do have
the
a...
rest of my
yes
I'm gonna use the rest of my movement to just run up onto the roof.
Okay, make me another acrobatics check.
Bring all the attention to Gibbs, why don't you
please God
why do
please,
you keep
God.
Leaving me
That's a nat 20 again!
Okay. You're like, okay, this has been fun, but I'm going. And you just turn around and jump up and land on the roof and do a sick roll.
Can I backflip?
Sure. Can I backflip onto the roof? You can backflip onto the roof. That's totally fine. You go...
I do that.
You just do, like, a standing backflip. You just, like... You're just standing, you just backflip upwards. Up now is Ghibli.
Can Gibbs, like, fall to the ground so they're not seen?
Yeah, you can make me...
When Bayou does that and brings attention to the top of
the room. You can make me a stealth check with advantage, because you have partial cover. The cover is Bayou towering over you.
Well.
So?
We're gonna go with the, 12.
12. Okay. Contested perception check. That was an 18 without modifiers.
Oh, jeez.
They see you just a little bit. I'm sorry. Just a tiny bit. Like, a little bit. What else would you like to do?
Because I would say that doesn't count as, like, my action or anything, right? It's just...
You're not a rogue, so it actually does count as your action.
What?
Yeah, because it's hiding.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a bonus action.
All they did was just fall to the ground.
Yeah, but
it's like purposely making myself prone, I would argue.
That's still an action.
Sam, normally, like, normally I'm all for it. This time I'm gonna say no, because we're in combat.
Okay.
So you've used your action, you have a bonus action and a move.
No, Gibbs is just gonna turn to Bayou and stick out their tongue.
Vi's just gonna shrug and be like, what was I supposed to do?
And then that's it.
So, Holland, you are currently prone and laying on the ground, and the guards just look at you and go, okay, I guess we'll take you back now. I need you to make me a strength check against these guards.
13.
13, okay. That is a 14 with a strength bonus of plus 1, so that is a 15.
I hate them.
The guards haul Holland up to his feet and are beginning to put manacles onto him around his hands. They get one around his right wrist, they haven't gotten the second one around his left wrist. But there's still another guard who has a turn and sees you guys on the rooftops. And he pulls out an arrow that has a red tip on it and strikes a match, lighting the tip, and fires it upward as a flare.
Oh, I hate them.
Oh.
Well, okay. I know what Gibbs is going to do next. It's fine.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm going to reset the guard counter, but I get to add some stuff to it now. Now it's Holland's turn. Holland, you're gonna need to roll me a contested grapple check if you want to try and get out of this hold that you are currently in.
Can I do something?
Unless you just want to do something else.
As a bonus action to...
Yeah, sure.
To, like, possibly give me advantage.
Sure.
I'm trying to spook him, Scoobs. I'm gonna try to spook him.
Spook him real good, Scoobs.
So, oh, wait, no, this is an action. This is not a bonus action. My bad. Does that change things? It's an action.
Yes. Normally the action is reserved for making that check. Then you can use your movement to get away.
I'm gonna try to use my radiant consumption, which makes my eyes light up.
So, give me a second. I need to open up the companion that has the stuff for this ability, just so I can double check it. Okay. So I need you to make me a constitution check. Or wisdom check. Actually, wisdom check would be better from how you've described it. Make me a wisdom check. Or saving throw. Saving throw is same thing. Same difference.
Oh. Well, that's a 9.
A 9. Okay.
Kyle.
So with a 9.
Bad rolls.
I'm going to switch dice again.
So with a 9, you begin to feel this fear going through you, and it tears through you, and you're reminded of these horrible memories you have of the sanctuary. And then you begin to feel this burning. Vayu and Gibbs, you basically watch as Holland's eyes begin to pour this bright light out of them, and so does his mouth as he screams. As this happens, Kyle, you are going to take half your level in radiant damage rounded up.
Yep.
And so are the guards.
Two.
Yeah, so Holland just explodes into light. Oh. As one fun. Does.
Like you do.
As you do.
Okay. So that happens. I will roll a... Actually, roll me an intimidation check. And we'll see if they let go of you.
That's a 15.
That was a 2. So, watching you explode into light, the guards are both, like, jump back away from you. You are now free to move as you so please.
I'm gonna start running in the opposite direction.
You're not heading up the rooftops, you're running in, like, another direction?
I'm gonna run towards where we're going. I'm not gonna try with the rooftops, no.
You're not trying the rooftops, okay. So, Ghibli and Vayu, you basically watch as Holland just turns tail and begins running away from you.
Solid.
That is Holland's turn. Vayu, what would you like to do?
Well, seeing Holland peace out, guess it's time to go. So, Vayu, I can grab Gibbs, right? Like, even though we're technically still in combat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna grab Gibbs and just use my movement to, or I'll use dash, like, twice my movement, to...
Okay.
Catch up to Holland.
You guys, well, Holland's on the ground, so you guys are kind of running near each other, but Holland has to take different paths than you, so we're splitting the party slightly.
Okay, so we're still on the roof?
Yes, you
but
guys are still
we can
still,
like, see each other.
We're splitting the cool. party, you cool say.
Yes. Ghibli and Vayu, you guys are together. Holland is splitting off. So I'm going to say, for sake of brevity, you guys basically just dash away. You can hear the guards calling for help, and you can see that other arrows are being shot into the sky of different colors, but for the sake of purpose, for the sake of the game, you guys have escaped this scene. Holland got the head start, so we're going to jump to Holland first.
Am I able to dismiss the... Because you said you were going to do it a little differently. Am I able to dismiss the radiant consumption
yes,
on my
you can
own?
Okay. Yes, you can basically, once you're sort of like calmed down a bit, it just goes away.
Okay.
But Holland, you are running, and you find yourself running through a clearing area, like a large clearing, and you realize that you are running past the mage building, where all the mages in the town study. Anyone who knows magic that's arcane studies there, even sorcerers, people with different types of magic all study there. As you pass this building, you can feel something pulling at you. It's not like something's trying to take you or hurt you. It's more like something's pulling your attention. What would you like to do?
I feel something pulling me there? Just like...
It's not like a physical pull. It's not like something is grabbing onto you and pulling you to the mage's building. It's more like something's pulling at the edges of your mind. As if, like, something's reaching out. What would you like to do?
Have I ever been there before?
Not really. No one you know is a mage, so you wouldn't have spent much time there. In addition, the people you know with magic don't study arcane magic. They study divine magic, which is at the temple. You haven't really been to the mage's building before.
If he's feeling it, pull him. He's going to go towards there, because he's like, be more, he's trying to be more in tune with the universe, and and he's trying to, like, you know, get his herbal tea ready, so.
So what happens is that it's not a physical pull, it's more of a mental pull, and you feel your mind being pulled into a scene that you would assume is happening inside this large building. You see a mirror in a lone room by itself, and you see a girl standing in front of it. Someone who you've actually seen before. It's Veronica. She steps forward to the mirror and places her hand upon it, and as she does, this reflection deepens infinitely. She steps into the mirror, and it snaps back into place, and Veronica is gone. and then your mind returns back to where it is.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
This is just a flavor like scene for you to see things.
He's gonna just shake that off and then keep running in the direction that he was.
Okay, so you keep running. Bayou and Ghibli, you are approaching, if I can find what I'm looking for. You get quite a while down from where you started, but you're beginning to notice something that's concerning. The gaps between the rooftops are getting much wider. You notice that there are some planks of wood connecting a few of the rooftops, but there are also some metal bars that hang off of slightly taller buildings that you could use to possibly swing from building to building. What would you like to do?
Well, so I'm assuming Gibbs is just, like, on my shoulders, right?
Yep.
Okay. Unless Gibbs has...
No, that's fine. Although, I've been imagining, like, you just carrying Gibbs under your arm. Like, luggage.
Either way, like, how wide are the gaps? Because...
You would like to use your jump?
Yeah, because Effortless Step requires no key points or anything.
Yeah, you can use your jump.
Already. Okay. I'm just gonna keep jumping.
You're just gonna jump across with your 27-foot jump?
26.
26. Please. Sorry. Oh, I apologize so dearly.
26 across, 8 tall.
So you basically just start leaping across these rooftops? Rooftops. Like Superman or something else. Some other hero. What's a jumping hero? A kangaroo with superpowers.
Perfect.
So you're just leaping between these rooftops and you're making it across pretty safe. We're actually going to stick with you guys. You're beginning to notice yourself getting quite close to the guard tower. All you have to do is safely get off this roof without causing too much attention. You can see that there's a sheer drop from about 2 stories up. There's a pulley-operated clothesline that attaches from the roof to a pole on the ground. And there's also a slanted rooftop that seems to lower a floor before falling off.
Do we want to zip line down? Because that sounds fun.
Yes. I was trying to see if there was anything. Oh, wait. We both have quarterstaffs. We can just...
We both have quarterstaffs.
Oh,
can we zip line down with our quarterstaffs?
Yes, you can. You guys can zip line down with your quarterstaffs. I'm going to need you both to make either an athletics or an acrobatics check for me.
And guess what we're gonna do?
Dexterous folk over here. That can't be real! That's crazy.
Nat 20?
It's another Nat 20.
Ghibli, what did you get?
The good rolls away from... I got an 18.
Okay, so, you guys basically...
It's 25, just want to let you know.
Oh, it's a 25. It's like no big deal.
It's like no big deal.
We're just really cool.
Bayou was just really tired when they crit failed that one time.
You guys see this clothesline that's hanging from the rooftop down to a pole on the ground, and both of you just give each other a nod, whip out your quarterstaffs, and just run forward and leap, and just zip line downwards, managing to dismount at just the perfect moment. As you do that, you actually run into Holland, who has made his way away from the mage building and caught up... Well, thankfully you guys have caught up with him, because he's been running farther than you guys have.
Can I just say that when Gibbs lands, and it's like a perfect landing, they are going to pull down their goggles like shades.
Okay, so you land and you're just like... Burr, pulling down your goggles, looking real cool.
Did you just...
Yeah.
Zipline, that's a clothesline.
Gibbs does finger guns.
Bayou also does finger guns.
Holland, like, looks at his finger and, like, tries doing it, but, like, can't figure it out.
A guard comes up and finger guns. Hey!
They really...
I'm kidding.
That actually happened.
I'm kidding, though.
You know, I would have been okay with it.
It's like, alright, cool, let's keep moving then.
So you guys are getting incredibly close towards where this tower is, and you notice that there are people sort of watching this tower from the shadows, who see you and then wave you over. The people who are present in this area are 3 people that you all recognize. There's Evie, there's Floor, and there is Ezra. As you all approach, Evie looks at you all and says, well, I saw a flare, so I'm assuming you guys didn't do as well as you should have.
But I don't know if you just saw what Gibbs and I did, but it was really cool. So maybe Holland, like, jumped off a roof and made a really loud noise, but everything else was really cool. So it kind of makes up for it. It's fine.
Evie looks at Gibbs with, like, disappointment in her eyes. And she says, well, we have probably a few moments before the guard changes and we can get you all out of the town, but we have to be quick. I'm going to give you all a moment to interact with your person, if you wish to. Or y'all can just be like, bye.
No, I was about to say, like, as Evie was saying, this Gibbs was going to raise their hand.
All right. Evie looks at you and says, Ghibli.
So we have this friend who we snuck into the town and nobody else knew about, but now he's missing and so we really need to find him.
You mean your friend from space, right?
Yeah.
The one you told me about yesterday?
Oh yeah, I did say that, didn't I? Yeah.
He's waiting for you. Don't worry, he's okay.
Gibbs, you told her about them? That would have saved us like half a trip. Gibbs.
But I forgot. It's been a really stressful day.
Did Gibbs forget or did Sam forget in these past 3 weeks?
Both.
So, as you're saying this, Evie pulls you over to the side and looks at you and says, Gibbs, I have some things for you that you should have. And she reaches into her pouch and pulls out an official document that says Young Inventor's Permit and a rolled up piece of blue paper that's quite large. And she says, this is your permit. Keep a hand on it. Make sure you don't lose it. As long as you have it, you can invent whatever you want, and you can even get patents on them, so people have to pay you to use it. So just make sure you keep it. Don't lose it. And, like, she's just looking you dead in the eyes.
Holland?
Yes.
Can you hold this for me?
Yes. Write that in my inventory.
All right, so you now have that. Gibbs, Evie then looks at this blue piece of paper and says, that's a blueprint from your parents. It was something they wanted to design, but never had a chance. They told me that they thought you could do better with it. So keep hold of it. Same thing with the other one. Don't let it get destroyed, please.
Holland?
Yes.
Is that my mechanical servant?
No. Perchance? That might be something else. And Evie looks you in the eyes this time and gets down and looks you and says, I can't go with you, but I need you to be safe, okay?
Okay.
Promise me you'll come home when this is all done?
Gibbs holds out their pinky. Their teeny tiny itty bitty little pinky.
Evie wraps their pinky around yours and says, pinky promise.
Pinky promise.
We're gonna hop on over to my darling Vayu.
Hey.
Roll me insight on Ezra.
How'd it go?
Five.
So Ezra looks at you and you can see that he's not really meeting your gaze fully, but he looks up as you approach and says, I have something for you, Vayu. And he reaches into a pouch, much like Evie did, and pulls out a journal. And you can see that the handwriting on it is one that you recognize. It's your mother's. And flipping through it, you can see that it's a journal from Sachi talking about the monastery. Talking about a lot of different things. You don't really get a chance to read all of it, but you can see it there. And Ezra looks at you and says, Your mom wanted me to give that to you. She said that you didn't realize it this morning, but you were talking a little weird. I don't really know what that means, but she said that it meant that you had met your teacher. And, I have something else for you, too. And he leans in and kisses you on the cheek.
Bayou blushes real big.
Aww. Does Gibbs see this? Because I just want Gibbs to do that, like, that fake throw-up thing.
You totally... So you just got this kiss from this boy you've had a crush on for forever, and you hear Gibbs go, in the background. Ezra looks at you and goes, I know you sleep, dork.
Not anymore.
Gibbs just grins really big.
And Ezra looks at you and seems very awkward, puts a hand on your shoulder, not really knowing what to do, and says... I'll see you soon.
Vayu, very flustered. Just like, they're a really big loser, and they just like put their hand on top of his hand on their shoulder. Just like awkwardly, very awkwardly. And they're like, thanks. thank you. And then they, like, realize that their hand's on his and just, like, takes it off and, like...
And his hand lingers waits. There for a second. He's like, oh. Okay. All right. And he pulls his hand back. Holland, Floor looks at you. And the minute you walk up to her, she doesn't even say a word. She just already begins pulling something out. It looks like another Lucky Charm. And she begins... tying it around your wrist as you approach. She basically grabs your hand and starts tying it.
Please tell me this isn't like the last one.
No, it's different. It's... The last one is a protection spell. This one is a tracking spell.
How do you know how to do all this?
There's a lot you don't know, Holland, about me, about my past, about Luca, about Quinn. We're the last in the line of witches. You... need to take this and you need to go. You have to be safe, okay? I can only have one tracking bag activated at a time, so this is it. This is the only one I have.
Are you going to be okay?
And she looks at you and says, I don't know, but you won't be here, and you won't be in danger. I'm sorry that you've gone through all of this. Luca told me not to tell you. He wanted you to feel what you had never had the chance to be. He wanted you to feel free here. But now I realize you were just as trapped as you were everywhere else you've been. She just grabs onto your hand and says, promise me, Holland, that wherever you go, you'll be free.
I promise.
She throws her arms around you in a hug and whispers into your ear, I'm gonna miss you. And Quinn's gonna miss her uncle.
Tell Quinn I love her. I'm gonna miss both of you so much.
She nods and pulls back. And pulls one last thing out. She says, B told me to give this to you. And hands you a letter that is wrapped in an envelope.
What is it?
I don't know. She just said it was something that you had to read. But not now, you have to get going. And as she says that, Evie turns around and says, look, the guards are leaving, we have to get moving now. Three of you, as soon as they're out of sight, run to that tower, hop over the walls, and get moving.
I nod.
The three of you run to the tower, and you see that it's empty. It seems like, for whatever reason, the guard change didn't line up properly tonight, and you guys managed to get to the top, and get down safely. You run north into the forest following instructions that Evie has given you, without me having to RP them, because that would be boring and repetitive. And you find yourself at a clearing, where you see Malachi standing. And he's pacing back and forth, he looks very worried, very concerned, and he doesn't seem to notice you all. What would you like to do?
I want Gibbs to just run up and hug him.
Okay. Aww. You run up to Malachi and wrap your arms around him, and he... Oh!
Like, I guess leg. His leg.
His leg. You run up to him and wrap your arms around his leg, and he goes, oh, well, I'm glad you guys are here. Ghibli, I must be honest, this is a completely different interaction to the one this morning where you woke me up with a grenade.
That was an accident.
I'm glad you're okay, though, my little criminal.
Gibbs grins again.
I'm assuming Vayu and Holland are with you? And he looks up and then sees the two of you and goes, good, you're all here. Now we wait. You wave. Good.
Hey.
Holland, do you want to do anything? Do you want to wave?
I'm glad you got out all right.
Well, I had help from a lot of people, but mostly our guide. And as he says that, this person walks out from the tree line. And this person says, well, you're a little late, but we better get going if we're going to make it to Malra. We can't take the road, so it's going to be about 2 days and a bit, so we better get moving now. And standing in front of you, you see a person with a full beard, long head of hair, and a beautiful dress, who I have introduced in this campaign before as Mella. And that is where we're going to end this episode. Hi everyone, it's Russ, the Game Master, and we wanted to thank you all for downloading and listening to this episode of Prison Pals. We're finally getting out of Vergon, and after talking with my players, it seems that we're finally hitting brighter notes in the podcast, which is something that we've wanted for a while and something that we're glad to see. If you enjoyed this episode, please continue to listen and download future episodes. You can follow us on Twitter, @PrismPals, on Instagram, @Prism_Pals, and like us on Facebook, @PrismPalsPodcast. This episode, we don't actually have an artist spotlight. We're actually going to be sending out the call for more artist spotlights, so we're running a little low. So if you or anyone else that you know is a LGBT plus person, and makes art, makes anything. This is actually about more than just drawing. We talk about people who make podcasts, people who make content, people who make anything, cosplays, anything. If you are queer and you make something, we want to hear about it. Doesn't matter what it is. If you're writing a novel, if you're, I don't know, I can't think of something really creative. I'm kind of sick today, and my brain has been very fried. I am very tired. But, yes, if you go onto Twitter, it is currently our pinned tweet, I believe, about the Artist Spotlight application. So you can just apply, and it gives you all the information right on there. So with that, if you like this episode and all that we do, please leave us a review on iTunes and remember to share us with all of your friends. In addition, we now have a Ko-fi, that's also on our Twitter. I don't remember the actual link because I'm a bad social media manager, which is why I'm not the social media manager and Kyle is. So go bother Kyle on the Twitter and ask him for the Ko-fi if you'd like to donate. Thank you all for listening and bye-bye. See you next time.